I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 28th. There are currently 739 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 59 deaths, and 252 people have recovered. Mayor Thomas Koch says the higher number of cases was expected due to the high concentration of nursing homes in the city. The mayor said he was grateful that the death toll has not increased since Friday. There are over 56,000 cases in the state, and there have been over 3,000 deaths. Mayor Koch says he has no intentions of halting construction projects in Quincy. The mayor says all contractors working on new developments in the city are adhering to CDC guidelines to remain safe during the pandemic. And he says the projects are helping to keep people employed while also moving the city forward. Koch also says city projects are continuing, including many road and sidewalk replacements and underground utility infrastructure improvements and park upgrades. The Mass Hire South Shore Career Center in Quincy is urging people to keep trying if they've been unable to apply for unemployment assistance. Director Ron Yakabuchi says although the Quincy Center office is closed, all of his employees are working remotely from home and are doing their best to respond to questions and problems. Yakabuchi encourages applicants to continue utilizing the state website to file for unemployment assistance. He says they've seen record numbers of people applying for help. Go to mass.gov/unemployment or masshiresouthshorecc.com or call 617-745-4000. The South Shore YMCA has issued a reminder that the Germantown Food Pantry remains open on Wednesdays and Fridays from 8:30 to noon at their Palmer Street headquarters. South Shore YMCA President Paul Gorman says key leadership staff are working hard to maintain the food pantry during the pandemic. He says Quincy residents can register for assistance by going to ssymca.org or call 617-376-1384. Proof of Quincy residency or South Shore YMCA membership is required. Gorman also says food donations are always needed. A reminder from the Quincy Police Department about a scam involving the recent stimulus checks from the federal government. Police say they've received numerous reports from people being contacted via email for their personal information, bank account information, or PayPal account numbers, claiming that that information is needed in order for the checks to be processed. Officials say the government checks will either be automatically deposited to your account or mailed directly to you. Anybody receiving such an email should just ignore it. Quincy Community Action Programs says the deadline to apply for their fuel assistance program has been extended to May 29th. Fuel assistance is available to low-income homeowners and renters in Quincy, Braintree, Milton, and Weymouth. Renters with heat included may also apply. Call to schedule a phone consultation at 617-657-5301 or go to qcap.org. The Quincy High School class of 1974 has donated $500 from their class reunion fund to the Quincy Relief Fund. Grants from that fund are dedicated to members of the community and organizations in the most need during the COVID-19 pandemic. The class is also challenging other Quincy and North Quincy High School classes and individuals to do the same on behalf of their graduating classes. Donations may be made to QuincyReliefFund.com. Over $250,000 in rental assistance has been paid out to landlords on behalf of Quincy hospitality workers who've been laid off due to the pandemic. Those funds are being distributed by the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and Quincy Community Action Programs to assist restaurant workers and other hospitality workers who are having trouble paying for rent and basic necessities since being laid off. The fund comes from $1 million that was set aside from the Quincy Affordable Housing Trust Fund, which is paid into by developers in the city. Some vendors from the Quincy Farmers Market have agreed to come to Pageant Field early to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. Stillman's Farm will be there every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with fresh vegetables, and Mike's Eggs will be at Pageant Field Fridays at 11:30 with fresh eggs for as long as supplies last. Stony Creek grass-fed beef will deliver for free with orders taken through their website. Golden Rule Honey is also available for delivery, and Ackerman's Maple Syrup is offering a breakfast box through their website. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 28th.